Today we're going to continue our series in looking in the book of James that we began last week. We're going to be looking at James throughout the month of September. The biblical letter of James is attributed to James, the brother of Jesus, and most scholars today think that James, the brother, wrote the main part of the letter, and he wrote it as a sermon to be delivered to a certain group of people. But then somebody later added to it, and it became a letter that was able to be sent to a wider group of people. This letter is addressed to Jewish Christians who are tiny minorities within a larger culture, and the writer tries to make a case that they need to act differently than the people around them in the way that they treat one another. So last week we read guidance from James about how we are to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And based on the feedback that I got to that text that we read last week in worship, that seems to be a message that we need to hear quite clearly in our culture today. Seems like we do a lot of speaking and not much listening to each other. So today we're going to turn to the second chapter of James, and we're going to hear about favoritism and mercy and judgment. So we're going to be listening from chapter 2 of James, verses 1 through 17.
Good morning. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be the rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." But if you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
James says in verse 13 that mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. My wife Catherine told me last week she was driving through Fort Mill and saw a sign for a sermon in the upcoming church, and the sermon title was listed, and the sermon title was "Admonish One Another." And in reading that title, Catherine thought to herself, don't we do enough of that already in our culture? Don't we do enough of admonishing one another? Well, my assumption was that pastor was going to be preaching from Colossians 3, which, interestingly enough, was the passage which Catherine and I chose to have read at our wedding. And I'm not sure the admonish one another was the part of the scripture that attracted us, although certainly I have messed up enough to where admonishing me is something that needs to be done on a regular basis. But I'm pretty sure that we chose that particular scripture from Colossians because it also talks a lot about showing compassion and showing kindness and showing humility and showing patience and forgiveness and letting the peace of Christ rule in your heart. For us in our marriage, I think those acts are a whole lot more important than admonishing one another. As James says in his letter, mercy triumphs over judgment. A few weeks ago, I attended two Pride events in Rock Hill. Pride Weekend is set aside as a celebration and affirmation of the LGBTQ community. A few weeks ago, it was the first Pride Weekend held in Rock Hill or York County that I am aware of. I'd never been to a Pride Weekend before. I found out about it because a friend of mine, or a woman that I had just got to be friends with, was the organizer of the event. She's a business owner in Rock Hill. There was a parade on Thursday evening and then a festival on Saturday, as well as several other events which were not of interest to me. I attended the parade and the festival. Now, before attending the parade, I thought a whole lot about what I was going to wear. Should I wear clothing that would identify me as a clergy person? Or should I just be dressed normal? So I decided that I knew I was not going to wear a costume, but I did decide that I was going to dress normally. So I decided against wearing a clergy collar and a stole. Just wanted to blend in and just kind of take in the day. So arrived in Rock Hill, downtown Rock Hill, and there were about 100 or so other folks. Many were dressed quite colorfully. I was dressed pretty blandly. But then I began to see some folks that I knew from various aspects of my life here in York County. And then I was introduced to some others. We walked a few blocks, and I had conversations with some old friends and with some new acquaintances. After the parade, I was walking back to my car, and I was walking in front of a window to a downtown restaurant. And I looked in, and I saw a couple eating there that I recognized the woman. And so I went in to say hi and to speak with them. The woman actually used to work here at Allison Creek, and she and her husband were there celebrating their anniversary. So her husband had a lot to share with me about his struggles because he said he had grown up Southern Baptist here in South Carolina and knew what he had been taught about the proper roles in marriage. But he was really struggling because of contrasting between what he was raised to believe and what he was struggling to accept. He said he had a hard time attending church anymore because of all the judgment that he felt in the churches that he had been a part of towards people in the LGBTQ community. I thank them for their honesty and for their willingness to struggle with a challenging issue. Then they showed me a social media post about a church service that was happening on Saturday in Rock Hill. The woman was quite upset about the worship service. It was being held in protest to the Pride Weekend. So I decided to attend the service. I went to the service, or rally. It was at the amphitheater in downtown Rock Hill. I sat kind of on the side. I saw somebody there that I knew, that I grew up with outside of Columbia. She and I attended the same church. I had a huge crush on her sister growing up. This person is one of the sweetest people that I know. In fact, she's bringing me some food next week after my mom's death. I listened to one speaker at the rally share about experiencing same gender attraction, but that she was praying for Jesus to heal her. I listened to a group of young men share their testimony, and they had come from out of town because they were going to be preaching on the corner at the Pride Festival. So I left the rally, and then I went to the festival. It was a very festive occasion. It was held in the area of Rock Hill, which is now called Knowledge Park, that those of us who have been in York County for a while know as the area next to the old bleachery. There were lots and lots of people there, and I saw several folks that I knew. There were booths, and there were tailgate tents. There were folks representing local and regional businesses. There were a couple of churches represented. So I kind of took it all in. The street preachers from the morning's rally, they were there. They had set up in the corner of where the festival booths were, and they had their speakers set up, and they were talking a lot about Jesus and God. Two young adults that I know who are preacher kids came up to me very upset at what they were hearing from the street preachers next to the booths. In front of the street preachers, there were some people trying to block them from the rest of the crowd. They were from a church in Charlotte that advertises itself as a gay-friendly congregation in NoDa. In front of the stores, in front of one of the stores, I listened to music being performed by a woman playing guitar. She was quite good. I enjoyed listening to her. I had met her on Thursday at the parade, and she had shared with me that she had previously been a youth leader and a music leader at a couple of churches in our end of Charlotte. As I was leaving, I waved at her. I didn't want to make a big scene or a big deal about me being there. But then the performer announced over her speaker, "Hey, everyone, this is Pastor Sam. He's here with us today. He's not here against us." So much for not being seen. But then before I left, two other women approached me separately. They were each women who grew up here at Allison Creek. And they were very excited to see me. It meant a lot to them that Allison Creek's pastor was there. James in our scripture today says that mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I have a pastor friend of mine who tells me that when he gets to the gates of heaven, that if St. Peter is there and says to him, "Michael, you were too inclusive of who you welcomed into the church." My friend says that's a risk he's willing to take. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And the people I met at the Pride weekend, I learned two things that day. I heard from people who want to grow in their relationship to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I heard a yearning from a group of people that want to be welcomed and invited into a community of faith. So are we that body? When we say all are welcome and all the things that we advertise, do we mean everyone? Or do we have favorites of who we welcome in? To quote James, do you in your acts of favoritism really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? As we struggle with the question of who is welcomed in, may we remember the words of James when he says, mercy triumphs over judgment. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy and loving God, we pray to be open to your Spirit of who you are inviting us to welcome in, and to be open to be challenged by James's words to allow mercy to triumph over judgment. We ask all these prayers in your Son's name. Amen.